is iconic.
My name is Ben. I am playing a fighter named Sir Hector Isinglass. He is the sole male heir of the Lords of Hyrok and has unclaimed ancestral holdings in Drakenholm.
Hi, I'm Mark. I'm playing Grognar, the half-orc barbarian. And my one unique thing is I contain the soul of the White.
Hi, I'm Evan. I'm playing a paladin named Harrier Wheelwright. And Harrier's one unique thing is that something Harrier has could destroy the Lich King or restore the life of the Wizard King. He does not know what it is.
Hi, I'm Becca, and I am playing a halfling ranger, Tava Greenthumb, who is the last heir of the Greenthumb Duchy, which was swallowed by a hellhole.
I am Rob Hanso. I'm playing Quincy, no family name. Quincy is a bard. I promise you that my one unique thing is not something that screws the party in any way or hurts the other player characters. I promise you that.
All right. The hero in front of you, looking at Quincy, no family name, Tava Greenthumb, and Hector Isinglass, tries to size up who it should attack. It spins in a low arc, not attacking Quincy, not attacking Tava, but attempting to build up the momentum as it brings its two-handed sword up and into Hector.
Is the combat engineer still going to take a turn after this?
Like, it goes
Before I go?
Hero, Harrier, and the Cobalt Engineer.
All right. If it's attacking Hector, I'm not using the trick die yet.
Okay. It builds that momentum and it's almost beautiful. You can see it for a brief moment. This stunted draconic creature does have some link to the red as it seems to fly up and its blade catches you right under your armpit, driving the blade deep into your side.
Ouch.
What? For 6 points of damage. And encourage all of the other kobolds to also do more damage.
Rudy, Rudy, Rudy.
Hector, or it is not your turn, but I do appreciate your cheering for Rudy. This kobold's name is now Rudy in my head. Harrier, right. It is your turn. That peppering of arrows. Your mouth is filled with blood or pennies. You can't tell which.
And which?
All right. Well, there's a couple of things that I'm going to do. First of all, my first quick action is I'm going to say, by the priestess. And
I am whole.
Well, I'm a bit better. I'm a bit better. Second of all,
just a little bit. Yeah.
I lift my voice of song to sing my song of heroes to help us all for all those times where we needed at least plus one more. And a one and a two. Men of Axis in the hollow, do you hear like rushing billow? Wave on wave that surging follow, battle's distant sound. Is the tramp of
orcish
bowmen, orcish spearmen, orcish bowmen. Be they trolls, kobolds, or goblins, they shall bite the ground. And it continues.
Wow. But
That's a bard.
All right, hold on. Let me give everyone a plus one effect here. New effect. How many people does it affect? Everybody?
You and your nearby allies gain plus one attack bonus until the start of your next turn. All right, and then for my final act, I will just chop this guy, hopefully.
And then don't forget to make your EC save.
That seemed like I probably missed. I probably did. Dang it. All right, save.
Good.
You are no longer, the last of the explosive goo drips from you, kind of evaporating off. And it is now the engineer's turn.
Oh, not great.
You have a lovely singing voice.
And he opens the throat of the wrench.
I'll take it from you.
And he tries to hit you in the throat with the wrench.
He rolls a 5.
How do you impose this 5 on the kobold engineer?
All right. I was a little shocked by the start of that song. And it's Harrier over there singing. And at first, I was like thinking that I needed to cover my ears because the voice is just not there. It's just really, it's kind of an offense to the college, if you know what I mean. But I realized it had a naive strength, a quotidian competence, a muggle-like resonance, and inspired by that, I just flicked away my own distaste, and in the flicking, I amplified the singing voice for 1 second, and the stopper that was supposed to be stealing things got blown back in the kobold's face. So it very much looks like Harry. It looks like Harrier did it.
Awesome.
It's a trick die. I mean, I didn't do anything.
That's right. I do like that the bard is inheriting at least some of the trickster's kind of.
Yeah, there's a little bit of that. Yep.
All right. Well, it goes. It gets the wrench around your neck and it just kind of wiggles it ineffectually, and then kind of steps back, looks at the top of its wrench, and it's now Quincy's turn.
Wait, this is magic. Not
magic. A standard neck, not a metric neck.
Nice.
And honey is the metric system.
All right, so I take it this kobold hero in front of me is still up.
And he's still up. He's not happy.
All right.
He's staggered.
Teyva, I'm going to say, Teyva, I think you've got this one. And I sort of push the hero aside, just like, you know, stay away, and do a big inhale, and I burning hands 2 of the mooks, because they're doing too much damage. They need to be taken care of that way.
All right, so are you disengaging first?
I have a close quarters burning hands.
All right.
I do.
Roll your burning hands.
And as Ben would say, so first attack. Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. I think.
Yeah.
I think that hits. So that will be a total of 27 points of damage.
Yeah.
Woo, baby.
Yeah.
So let's see here. Seeing as they have 24 points of damage, what does it look like when you...
All right, so...
All 4 of them.
So, I'd like to talk, if I can, just a little bit, because I'm sort of a voice actor. And I have a connection with the 3. And so, in later, I will tell you guys that there's a power that the bard has later on, and I'm forgetting the name right now, but what it does is it puts everything on pause... so that no one can take any actions except talk for an entire round. As like, and like both the heroes and the monsters are like talking, you know, and if somebody's bleeding to death, that's kind of too bad, you know, or whatever. They can still make saves, but they don't do anything else. And then it cuts back in. And so I'm doing a little bit of that. I lean down to the hero and say, you really have fought very well. The Red would be terribly proud of you. But by establishing this leadership link to your little friends, you've kind of... I blow, you know, and they just blast them all away. And I say, set them up for a fall. The Red's path is not a path for kobolds. Anyway, that's it. Let's see. So they're gone. That was my standard. I don't want to disengage because I want to make it clear that I'm the worst target. I want him to swing at me. Yeah, that's right. That's it.
All right.
Oh, wait. If anybody needs a quick action at any point, we could borrow from friends. Just remember that.
All right.
All right.
Grocknar, the one in front of you, it is a black-scaled kobold. Kind of spins his spear, and he's going to take a stab at your magnificent abs.
Wait, Barbarian. This is against who?
The warrior.
Okay.
The warrior on me.
And
yes.
This is your AC. It's now come full circle. I missed you by one. Grocknar, Hector, Teva.
See if I can continue. Don't rage.
I drop out of a rage.
Even plus two to saves isn't going to help that.
He takes 7 damage.
All right, you bring your axe down, striking this kobold warrior in front of you for the first time. Unblooded. You sink your axe deep into the creature's neck. Blood just kind of spurting down.
Ooh.
And a nice recovery. Yeah. Hector, you're up.
All right. I will go ahead and, not in offensive stance, the action in particular I have is carbon opening. Anytime I hit any natural odd roll, it expands the
crit
range until I actually hit a crit.
Yep.
So starting that now, we're going to go ahead and target him and make an attack with my sword. The sword.
Man, I should have been keeping track.
Oh!
Oh, wow, that was amazing.
Wait, don't you have 2 dice?
I
you have to roll twice.
Because of combat rhythm?
Yep.
It's, but yeah, because of the combat rhythm.
Well, that one's...
range!
So, the first one sucked.
Natural 1 and natural 20 on his combat rhythm.
So, take the 20.
So, does that average 10 or 11? Kidding. All right.
All right. Your fatherless blade, you punch through its back, blood kind of, and it just seems to like incite it to even more acts of destruction and rage. It's still focused almost entirely on Quincy.
Okay. So I guess that resets my crit.
It does reset your crit
counter. Okay. All
so right. Are you talking about the blade is excited about Quincy or the hero?
No, the kobold that is impaled on the blade.
He's still up.
He's still up.
Amazing. Teva, I was like, oh, you are a tough little bastard.
Yes. Teva.
All right.
What you got?
Quincy, you're absolutely right. He is a tough little and I will attack.
That's right. We're only bleeping Becca out. So I'll make sure that I put that bleep noise in.
8 points of damage.
Teva, what does it look like as you inflict the final point of damage on this creature?
As Hector had like driven his sword deep into the hero and had completely distracted him, I am able to just drive my axe deep into the hero's back, severing the spine and feeling him finally collapse underneath my blade.
All right, what are you doing with the rest of your action?
Your other turn.
Sighing heavily, and then I am running over, leaping over Harrier, and swinging down at the engineer.
Yeah, you are.
I'm trying. All right, and attack. Hiya! It's an even miss.
You whiff, but you do have an even, so you get to go again.
I whiff, but I swing around with my other axe.
You were robbed. That was also almost a natural 20.
I was robbed. And I apparently whiff again.
Do we need to not use your name as
you have much to answer for, Rob.
I'm really... Oh my God, I've never heard that joke. Also, I love that. Can you imagine the programmer for this is like, I'm going to make the dice always nearly roll 20. What a jerk. Not that time.
We'll be back with more of our 13th Age actual play. All music for the show has been used in partnership with BattleBards. Visit BattleBard.com for all your RPG music needs.
And if you'd like to support the show, you can do so by becoming a patron at patreon.com/iconicpodcast.
You've been listening to the Iconic Podcast.
If you have any questions, comments, or feedback, you can contact us at iconicpodcast@gmail.com. Also, check out iconicpodcast.com for news, updates, and more information about the show. Thanks for listening.